One thing I think we've heard about tonight over and over is, you know, the emphasis on this project, the number one goal is improve air quality. I think all of us know in this room that, you know, one of the, you know, 6D and 6C and even 7N all include zero emissions lanes, which will be the first highway project in American history to have zero emissions lanes, which means it'll be, it will improve air quality, which we're proud of that. So because of the critical importance of zero emissions lanes to this, this project, you know, my question is, doesn't it make sense to proceed with the pilot project, a 1 mile pilot project in the port area on zero emissions for say $10 million before we spend $6 billion on a 30 mile plus project? Right now, I know AQMD has been leading consortium along with Metro, along with Long Beach Port, along with LA Port, do such a project. And what I'd like to see is for staff to come back to us with a proposal at the next meeting for how we can get this done in the near term so we can work out the engineering kinks, make this happen, make it feasible, and ultimately reduce our total costs by showing how this works now so that when we build the 710, it's easier and more feasible. So maybe you could have a comment from staff on that.
Sure. Frank Kwan from MTA.
We'll be happy to come back and report. We have been working in a zero-emission truck collaborative with many of the partner agencies. AQMD has been leading some efforts to secure some additional funding for the demonstration. We'll be happy to come back and report on you where our progress is and the work to date so far and outline a proposal of what we're attempting to do here.
Okay. And just to be clear, you know, currently the proposal is, you know, 1 mile pilot project, I think, looking at the ports region, either on Navy Way or TI Freeway or Alameda. So I'd like to see staff to come back in the next meeting, and I'll make the motion to come back to this committee for a plan and how we can move forward, potentially using early action funds to test zero emissions technology in the ports area for use of the 710.
We don't really need a motion for that, right? I think it's just you're recommending that. There we go. So you're just giving direction that you'd like to see a presentation on that. Is that correct, basically?
You want to see a plan. Well, I just plan to make it happen. I don't know if it's a, I mean, I'm happy for my colleague here, but.
I'm just going to ask Frank. We have a working group that's really active on
The current process for the early action projects would be a recommendation to the Technical Advisory Committee. The Technical Advisory Committee will review it, assess if it meets, you know, the whole purpose of support of the 710 project. Will then make a recommendation. If it gets approved, then it will then move forward to the PC, the project committee, for their support. And then it will go through to the Metro Board.
I hear a sense of urgency here, so what's the best way to proceed? Is the best way to proceed is just to refer to the TAC with a date certain? Help me out here.
Well, we can come back in a couple months or sooner, maybe. I talked to Siemens yesterday. They're giving a proposal. AQMD is kind of taking the lead on putting this together, and they've offered, I think, $4 or $5 million towards this, some number like that. And Siemens, as my understanding, is giving a proposal sometime next month about how to do this. They talked about a couple of different locations. One is Navy Way and the Port of LA or the TI Freeway. And some of the, I'm fond of saying, the devil's in details. Part of the issue is how to get the power to the corridor to do this, so it's not just that easy. But we'll follow up with Siemens and look at the cost. Just $10 million or whatever. You remember the Port of LA offered $1 million towards a demonstration project when we approved the major corridor study. And we'll talk to the funding partners about funding and just see what we're kind of talking about. And we'll come back with a report through the TAC to this project committee at their, certainly by your next meeting or before that if we can. And so we'll give it a high priority to get it done as quickly as possible. Along those lines, Siemens is currently doing a design for us through the a design of actually designing the catenary system. I won't go into the details with you, but it's very tricky to have that much power to that many trucks. Siemens, under contract, MTA helped expedite this, is actually doing the design for the 710 catenary system which will be done perhaps end of next month or March. So we kind of need all that information to be able to come back and do that, but it's all going to come together the next month or so, and we'll come back as quickly as we can.
And we're at 6 million, so it sounds like we might be able to cobble together.
Well, we'll do a complete analysis and try to figure out what the costs are. It may cost a lot to get the power to such a demonstration project. We're quite excited about it. I think the collaborative is quite excited about it. Certainly, we'll support that. We just got to put the details together and come back as quickly as we can. And I promise to do that.
Yeah, I would just say that there are technical challenges, and that's why it's so important to do this. Because if it's complicated to do 1 mile and do the design and do the engineering, it's going to be a lot more complicated to do the 30 miles. And a lot more expensive. So I think let's work it out now while we spend the next few years debating the 7-10 plan. We can move the technology along, and I think in a way that really makes 6D, 6C, or 7 real, because we'll be able to show this is a feasible project that doesn't just work on paper or on Germany. So, we don't need Germany, that's some German test track, but actually the Fort region.
Oh, we need an East German airfield. That would be great.
Okay.
Thank you. The only other election project I met is the city Long Beach was awarded money for the Shoemaker Bridge project, and that is kind of continuing to move along. As far as H, just a COG report, just a couple of other things that you need to be aware of. I mentioned a minute ago that the strategic transportation plan